Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Kiddushin Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, taking a look at the opinion of Beit Hillel in the Mishnah, which is that Kiddushei Kesef have a bottom limit of Pruta. V'tel Omrim B'Pruta, so Rav Yosef the Mayor of Pruta called to who? Rav Yosef thought that Pruta should be a relative coin, meaning whatever the lowest coin in any area is, that's what a pruta is. But the Mishnah gives us an amount. It tells us the pruta is 1/8 of an Isar Italki. So obviously a pruta is a specific amount. Maybe that was in Moshe's generation. Maybe it's whatever people today consider to be the minimal currency. That won't work either. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel. He said, Shi'er Rav Simoi, Bedoro, Rabbi Simoi, in his generation, estimated Kamei Pruta, Echad Mishpon of Isar Italki. In other words, he was looking to see how much it was in his generation. Vechiata Ravina Mar, the story of Rabbi Yanav, Rabbi Shai Yashir, Kamei Pruta, Echad Mishisha of Isar Italki. So Ravin brought a different report that in a different generation, the measurement was 1/6 of an Isar Italki. So we now have to settle whether it's 1/8 or 1/6, but it's clear that a Pruta means a specific coin that has to be measured in each generation against the common currency. So I'm Rav Yosef. That explains the brayta that says, go out and figure how many prutot there are in two slayim. Yoter mealpayim. It's more than 2,000. Based on what you're telling me, hashta alpayim lohavin yeter mealpayim kari lohu. Based on what you're telling me, that it's 1/8 of an Isar Italki, it's going to come out to 1,500 some odd prutot. So how do you call it more than 2,000? According to me, it's possible because maybe a pruta is even a smaller coin. So a particular old man said, the way I learned that brayta was not more than 2,000, but close to 2,000. Sof alpha v'chamesh me'atlatim nishita hu dehavin. It's 1,536. That's hardly close to 2,000. The answer is kevin and nafka v'mipalga. Once it's more than 1,500, karav l'alpayim karilei. The Tana calls it close to 2,000. Alright. Gufa ki'ato avdimi amar shir avisimai duar wakamu hi pruta cham nishmona v'isar talki. Tavina amar shir avu avisar rabbi yana rabbi shayi kam hi pruta cham nishisha v'isar talki. So we have these two reports about whether it's 1/8 or 1/6 of an isar. Maybe you and Ravin are disagreeing with on the lines of this machloket. The Tanya Pruta Shamru Chachamim Echad Mishmona B'Isar Italki. Sheish Ma'ah Kesef. Six Ma'ah of money is a dinar. Ma'ah Shnei Punyonin. Punyon Shnei Isarin. Isar Shnei Musmasin. Musmis, which is means half an isar, shnei kuntronkin, kuntronk, shnei prutot. So we have the whole system laid out there. So pruta, chad mishmona v'isar italki. So indeed, a pruta is three coinages down each binary, so therefore it's 1/8 of an isar italki. If you do a cheshbon, there's 192 prutot in a dinar. Ram Shimon Gamliel Omer Shlosha Hadrasin L'Ma'ah. He has a different system that he uses. Shlosha Hadrasin L'Ma'ah. Shnei Hinsin L'Hadris. Shnei Shamnin L'Hanetz. Shnei Prutot L'Shamin. Nimtza Pruta Acham Nishisha V'Isar Italki. So he comes out with 1/6. So you, Rav Dimi, and your colleague Ravin brought these different reports about 1/6 to 1/8. It sounds like you're following the Machlok of Shimon Gamliel Chachomim. Lemon Amarik Oren Tanakam Rabina Amarik Shimon Gamliel. So both Ravina and I are discussing Tanakama's position, which is reported as 1/8. Falokasha, hada aikor isuri, hada zoli isuri. Depends if the isar is up or down. That's why I reported about one generation. He reported about another generation, and we're not disagreeing. Hada aikor isuri, if isarim become greater value, then kum esrim v'arba bazuza. Then 24 of them make up a zuz, and therefore 1/6. There are six of them in a pruta. Hadazol, if an isar becomes worth less, kum tlatinu train bezuza. Then 32 of them make a zuz, and then there are eight prutot make up an isar. Alright, so again, there's a set amount, and it depends what the value of an isar is that tells us whether there's six of them or eight prutot in an isar. But again, a pruta has a set amount. Amar Shmuel. Now, Shmuel takes us in a slightly different direction, which is going to lead us on a series of turns in discussing the issue of value. If the guy was Mekadesh a girl with a date, even if a whole field of dates is a dinar, which means that this date is certainly less than a pruta. Mekudeshet. Why? Chashin and Shema Shava Pruta Mamadai. We're concerned that maybe in some other country this is Shava Pruta. Which means Shmuel says there's two considerations. One consideration is, if this has a value of pruta somewhere else, then it's Mekudeshet. And the second thing is, we have to be concerned that it might be the case. Therefore, if she wants to marry someone else, she'll need a get. If she wants to marry this guy, she'll need a new Kiddushin. Ivan Antan Ben Hillel Marim Pruta Veshava Pruta. So, Lokash, Mekudeshet Vada, Habekudeshet Sofik. The Mishnah that says that a pruta is the bottom limit, that's for Kiddushei Vaday, to make sure she's married. But if there's something of less than a pruta value here, but it may be worth something more than that elsewhere, then we will call it Kiddushei Safik. This, of course, is Shmuel Shita. Hogavra da'aktish pezavda da'av da'ordi. He was Makadish with some very cheap thing. He take a look, took a look at it. He pashava pruta in ilolo. Said, if it has a shava pruta, fine, but if not, and he didn't start checking whether in neighboring areas, etc., it had a shava pruta. If you let a shava pruta, love, I'm a shual cheshinon. So, lokash, we kiddushe vadaim, kiddushe safek. In other words, he was willing to say, vadai, based on shmuel, there's kiddushe safek here. It's a cheap item, but it may be worth more elsewhere. My question is, maybe it's kiddushe vadaim, and we don't need anything more. So we have to see how much it's worth here. Hugavad the aktish ba'avna the kuchla, very fancy, some sort of a stone. A black stone or something. So Rav Chista did the same measuring. The answer is he did not agree with Shmuel. He said if locally it doesn't have a value of Sharaputa, it's nothing. So now the mother of the original husband, and now the concern was that this girl was now going to accept Kiddushin from somebody else based on the idea that the original amount was insufficient. And the mother didn't want that, so she said to Rav Chista, "Vahu yom adikit shavu bei shavu pruta." The day that he gave it to her, it was worth shavu pruta. And she's testifying, essentially, that her son is the one married to the daughter. You don't have the ability to prohibit your daughter prohibit your potential daughter-in-law on the other guy, right? Lav hainu de Yehudi tevitu de Rav Chia, the famous story of Yehudi to Rav Chia's daughter, tavid latzar leida. She had tremendous pain in childbirth. So she said to the guy, to the husband, Amrali Aim, my mother told me, when you were a little girl, your father was Makabal Kiddushin on you. Which means, by the way, now her Kiddushin with this guy are no good. And retroactively, she's not married to him. And therefore, she's not going to have a child with him. And therefore, she won't be concerned about bad childbirth. So Amar La, the husband said to her, "Love kol kaminat deimachta asod lachilavai." I don't disbelieve you, but whatever your mother told you when you were a kid is not strong enough halachically to prohibit you to me and say you're married to some other guy who we don't know who he is. Amar Le Rabban Le Rav Chista, Amai Vayika Sadi Beidit. Now remember, in the case of Chista, we have just on the other on Amud Aleph, Rav Chista said that I'm not concerned about the fact that this may have value somewhere else. But the Rabbanan said, but we have witnesses in some other place, that they can tell you that on that day there was Shavapruta. The problem is these witnesses are not around right now. So he said, come on, they're not here now. Which is a quote from Rav Chanina's halacha. Rav Chanina, this is halacha about a shvuya, a woman who's taken into captivity. If a woman comes and tells us, I was nishbeit utaharani, it's a sugin ktubot, we believe her. Because a pesha asar upesha itir. However, if there are witnesses to the fact that she was taken captive, then she loses that pesha asar. So if there are witnesses somewhere else, Rav Chanina says that doesn't do anything. Why should she be also? Because there's witnesses somewhere in the world. If they're not in front of us, they don't count. So therefore, Rav Chista said, same thing here. Witnesses somewhere that could tell us that this thing, Sharapruta, doesn't do anything. So Abayev Rava lo sfiro lehu lahad Rav Chista. They didn't accept Rav Chista's ruling. Him hekelu b'shvuya hamanu demanav lanaf shagabe shavoy nekobe shadish. You're quoting Rav Chanina's halacha, which is halacha about shvuya, that says that if a woman was a shvuya, and there are witnesses somewhere in the world who know about it, that doesn't take her away from her pesha asa. I said, sure, we're mekel legabe shvuya. We're always mekel legabe shvuya. We're not going to be mekel legabe eshadish, that if there's somebody somewhere who knows that she really is married because they know that it had proper value at the time, we should take that into consideration. So now there are two reasons that we might consider a kiddushin that were done with something that's currently less than Peshar Pruta as being valid, or at least a concern. One is that it may have value elsewhere. The other is it may have value here, but we don't, the witnesses about that aren't present. Now, that family that Rav Chista was matir her to marry the second guy and said there's no concern whatsoever, the rabbis were not happy with that. And whatever part of that family was left in Sura, the rabbanon stayed away from, they didn't marry with them, right? Not because they held of Shmuel's concern that there may be a value elsewhere. They were concerned with Abai and Rava's reason, which is that that we distinguish between a shvuya and an Eshet Ish. Say, in the case of Eshet Ish, Edim somewhere else are things we have to take into account. Okay, Ugaver the Akdish Pishutita the Asavashuka. A fellow is Makadish, a girl with a piece of a myrtle in the shuk. Shalcha Rav Acha Varhuna the Kamed Rav Yosef. So he asked the question, Kei Gav Namai, what do you do with this? It was a very cheap item. Shalach le nagde karav, give him malkot as per Rav, and we'll see what that is. And you have to, in case they don't want to marry, she needs a get, based on Shmuel's dictum, that this may be worth something somewhere else. What's this about Rav? The Rav mangidam lekadesh v'shuka. Rav used to give malkot. This is discretionary malkot, which you call malkot mardut. And anybody who was Makadish a girl in the shuk, it's not nice. Val Makadish Babiya, anyone who's Makadish Babiya, Val Makadish Peloshi Duchi, someone who's Makadish a girl without some prior arrangements with the family, Val de Mavatel Gita, anybody who's Mavatel a get, Val de Maser Moda Gita, or anybody who makes a claim about the get afterwards, about a Moda, Val de Mitzar Shluchad Rabbanon, anybody who harasses a member, a representative of the Beit Din, Val de Chala Shamta Ilave Tlatin Yomi, anybody who allows himself to be in excommunication for 30 days and doesn't fix it, or on a son-in-law who lives in his mother-in-law's house. The dyer in chali flow only if he lives there, not if he stays there for a night. There was a son-in-law who passed by the gate. Right, we just passed by. Rav Sheshit gave him makot of his mother-in-law. There we know that there was the possibility of some particular interest with the mother-in-law, and because of that, the minute that he came anywhere near there, they already gave him makot and said, stay away from her. Now, Nahardei Amri, the Nahardei minimized Rav's scope of giving makot for Iron Kiddushin. The only time that Rav would give makot were if you were Makadish Pabiyah without Shiduchi. Some people say that even if there were shiduchi, he would still give makot. Mishum pritzuta, because it's really licentious, not nice. Ho gavra de kadesh petzifta da asa. Again, a man was mekadesh with a bundle of myrtle, a very cheap item. Amrulei v'alepa sharaputa. They said to him, there's no sharaputa. Amralahu tikdush ba'arba zuzi di'itpa. If you look inside, there's four zuzim, way more than necessary. Shkalta v'ishtika. What happened? The girl took it and didn't say anything. And what do we do with that? Amarava havishtikuta lachar matan maot. That means her silence happened after giving the money. That is, the critical moment was when she found out there were four zuzim, and that was after the maot, and she didn't explicitly say yes. V'cholshtikuta lachar matan maot lav klumhi. That's always nothing. And amarava manam minala. How can I'll prove it to you? Tatanya amarla kinsi selazu. Refikadon, a guy says to a girl, take this sela and hold on to it for me. And then he turns around and says, you know what, use it as kiddushin. Bishat matan maot, he said that at the time he gave it to her, mikudeshet, the kiddushin are valid. Lachar matan maot, but if he says it to her afterwards, ratzta mikudeshet, lo ratzta in mikudeshet, only if she, ratzta, if she wanted to, then it's valid, if not, not. Now, my ratzta, my lo ratzta, what does she want to mean? Ilim ratzta damra in lo ratzta damra lo, if we read it simply. Ratzta means yes, and lo ratzta means no, and we're not dealing with silence. So, michlal dereisha ki amra lo nami havi kiddushin? Or in the reisha, you're going to say even when she says lo, it's still kiddushin? My vak amra lo, she said no, I don't want it. Alav ratzta da amrain. What's ratzta? She says yes. Lo ratzta de ishtika mishtaka. That she's silent. In the reisha, she's silent when he gives it to her right away and says there's keep it as kiddushin. That's shtika koda. But if it's afterwards, he gave her the money, a day later, a week later, he says to her, keep it as kiddushin, and she says nothing, right? So you say that shtika, after handing over the money, is meaningless. Doesn't imply consent. Now, Kashuba Pumnahara Mishmei de Rav Huna Pere de Rav Yeshua. They asked this question in his name. Midami, the cases are not alike. Hata matar pikodon yavinu niyala. In the case that you're bringing Rav as a proof, he gave it to her as a pikodon, or something to watch, something she was responsible for. Savra yishadina lehu mitburi mechavina bahu. If I throw it back at him and it breaks, then I'm chayiv. So I'm not going to throw it back. That's why her silence is meaningless. Hacha b'tor kiddushin avinu niyala. But here he gave her the myrtle, the cheap thing, as kiddushin. And then later on he said there's some more money inside, which is for kiddushin. If she didn't want the kiddushin, she should throw it down. And her silence implies acceptance. So parach avachay atakulu nashi dina gemiri. Since when are women so experts in law? Hachinami savra. She's concerned. Yishadina lomitver mechadvina b'achra yutayu. She's still concerned that if I throw it down, and I'm going to be chayiv to pay for it, and therefore I don't throw it down, but it doesn't mean I'm accepting kiddushin. That's how they understand it. So he asked Ravina the following question. What's your psak about this kind of situation? We never heard that protest of Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua, distinguishing between Rav's proof from pikodon and the test case, the index case, which was with the myrtle that had money in it. So, Atun, you are familiar with his challenge, and therefore you should be choshesh, and in such a case, perhaps you should consider mekudesh, at least misafek. We don't, we consider there's no kiddushin at all. A woman was selling some items. Atu gavra chata varshachamina. A fellow came and grabbed one from her. Grabbed one of these items from her. Amrale, she said, Hava Nihali, give it back to me. Amrale, Yahim Lach Mikdashatli. This is like a twist on the earlier case that we saw with the wares. If I give it to you, would be Kaddish to me? Shkalte Vishtika, she took it and said nothing. From Nachman, Yecholel Meimar, In Shikli Didi Shakli. She could say, sure, I took it back. It's my own thing. Why'd I have to respond to your silliness? So, Eitra Rav Rav Nachman, Rav challenged Rav Nachman and said, Kitcha Begezel, Chamasu Vigneva, Shkhtaf Salami Adavi Kitcha. If a man is Mekadesh a girl with something he stole, or he grabs money from her hand, does Mekadesh her, Mekudesh it. So Rav Nachman said, Hatam Bereshadich, that's if they had a prior arrangement they were getting married. All right, so then we understand that she's really accepting it. Umanatem Bereshanilam Bereshadich Ulo Shadich, since when do we make a distinction between a prior relationship existing or not? Tanya Amar La Kinsi Sela Zushani Chayav Lechi, Chazam Amar Lehitkad Shilibo, the case that we had earlier. Except instead of a pikodon, he said, take the seller that I owe you. Then he turned around and said, be mekadesh with me. If he said that at the time that he gave her the money, he fixed it and said, be mekadesh to me with it, then only if she wants, then it's kiddushin. If not, not. Afterwards, it never works. Now, my ratzta, my lo ratzta. Same question we asked earlier, but now we've got to ask it differently. Again, the simplest read is ratzta means she says yes, lo ratzta means she says no, and silence is not dealt with. So aishtikave kedushin, obviously that means in the reisha, when it's done at the time of matan mod, she says nothing, kedushin are valid. Venitni mekudeshet stam, so let it just say mekudeshet, like we had in the earlier case. Alright, kihatam, elo ratzta de amra'in, lo ratzta de ishtika. What does ratzta mean? Ratzta means she said yes, lo ratzta means she's silent. So that means that even at the time of Matan Maot, when he says, here's the money that I owe you, you know what, keep it as Kiddushin, she says nothing, it's still in a Mekudeshet. My time, why is it nothing? Because she could say, why should I respond to you? You're paying back a debt. You got some silly idea of Kiddushin, I'm not going to respond to that. But run that breita against the thing that we saw earlier, which is that if he grabs a seller from her hand and gives it to her, it works. How do you resolve those? If they already had a prior arrangement and that they're going to get married and they'd sent gifts to her, etc., Then, when he takes this and gives it to her, she clearly is accepting it because she knows Kedushin is on the way anyways. But if there was no prior arrangement, then there's certainly no reason to think that. So we make that distinction. Now we have a story about the death of Rav Ashi. Kinach nafshe de Rav Ashi, after Rav Ashi, died, this is in Eretz Yisrael, in the 3rd century, Ailu Rabbanon in Kutinu Lishmate. So the Rabbanon came together to gather some of his shmuot, things that he had taught. I'm a Rabbanon of Rav Yaakov Shmei. So a particular rabbi by the name of Rav Yaakov said, Hacham Asi Am Rav Mani. So Rav Asi quoted a relatively unknown Amora named Rav Mani. Hashem Sheni Shanik Nid Pachot Mahasham Pruta. Just like Kiddushin cannot be with less than Shavar Pruta. Kach in Karka Nik Nid Pachot Mahasham Pruta. The same thing is true about Karka. Karka cannot be acquired for less than Shavar Pruta. Amrulay, so they said back, Vatan of Bisha, Inishan Gabichavacha Shabruta, Karkani Gabichavacha Shabruta. The Brita says the opposite, that unlike Kiddushin, Karka can be bought for less than Shabruta. So Amrulay, so Rabbi Yaakov said, Kitanya Hahi Bachalipin, that Brita is referring to Chalipin, Titanya Konim Bachaliva, Bisha and Masharapruta. Chalipin can be done with a Kli that's worth less than a Shabruta. But as far as Kiddushin Kesef goes, in the same way, Kinyan Kesef for Karka must be at least a Shabruta. Hadar Yati Vikamri. Then they sat down and said another thing in the Rav Ashi. Hadam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. They started by quoting Shmuel, who said, "Kol Shneil David Tiv Gitin Mikidush Laila Isak Imahen." We had this earlier in a discussion about Piresh. If somebody's not an expert in Gitin Mikidush, he should have nothing to do with being in charge of them. So Rav Ashi Rav Yochanan Kashina Olam Yotemi Dar Avabol. What did Rav Ashi say in the name of Rav Yochanan? They are as dangerous or as harmful to the world or more harmful than the generation of the flood. Shenemar, what does the Pasuk say about things relating to wrong marriages? Allah, alo v'chachesh v'atzoach v'ganov v'na'of partsu. All of these things broke out, including adultery. V'damim, v'damim nagau. Blood has affected each other. So my mashma, how did we get that from there? Can we come from Yosef? How does Rav Yosef, in the famous Metargim, of Tanakh, he had pieces of the Targum of Tanakh. How does he interpret damim b'damim nagao? Moldin banin menashe chevrayon. They have children with the wives of their friends. Chovin al chovin osifin, and they add on more and more guilt. In other words, by having a society in which Gidin and Kedushin are improperly monitored, it leads to all sorts of tragedies. Uchtiv, and what does it say about them? About that, al kain te aval haaretz v'mal kol yoshev ba. Everyone is destroyed, everyone is sad, everyone is wiped out, including animals and birds and fish. But when Dor Mabul, the fish weren't affected. Only that which was on the dry land died. Here even the fish are affected. In other words, a society in which Gittin and Kedushin aren't properly monitored leads to wholesale destruction worse than the flood. Maybe going back to the first pasuk, maybe you have to do all those things, lying and under oath and cheating and murder and stealing and niuf. So Allah, because in Yirmiyahu it says, following on Hosea's footsteps, it's because of Allah, meaning because of the oath that the land was destroyed. So that means that if you look at Hosea's pasuk, it's with each one of those things individually generates this. So maybe Allah alone, the wrong oath, sits by itself, and maybe all the other things as a group. So miktiv upartsu, but the pasuk doesn't have upartsu, meaning that Allah separately, kachash v'tzach v'ganov v'na'of upartsu. Rather, partsu, meaning all these things have spread out, have become very common, partsuktiv. So each one of these things individually generates that kind of destruction. How do Yatav Kamri? Then they sat down and had another statement in the name of Ravasi. Hadnan Isha Shivya Chatata Umeita. If a woman is a Yoledet, she has to bring a Chatat and an Ola, the two birds. Let's say she brought the Chatat and then died. If she didn't bring the chatat, obviously the chatat has to die. If she already designated, it's chatat meta. But let's say she brought the chatat and then died, and didn't bring the ola yet. Yavir yoshin olata. The Mishnah says, in kinim perakebet, Mishnah hey, that her heirs have to bring the ola. Now, if you don't know Shmuel, Shmuel said, that's only if she designated a particular bird while alive. Halovish tamichayim, if she didn't yet designate the bird, lo. Why Alma Kassavra Shibur Alav Doraita? That's because Shmuel holds that Shibur Alav Doraita, meaning the obligation that you have in this particular case to bring a korban, the Torah does not recognize it as falling on your estate, and therefore there's no particular obligation to bring the Ola that then transfers to the heirs. But Neretz Yisrael learned it differently. Interpret that Mishnah as even if she did not designate the bird. Why? The Shibud is Doraita. The fact that you have an obligation to bring that korban now devolves upon your estate, which now transfers to the heirs. Alright, so that's the third and last thing that we quoted from Avasi. Although we have many, many, many quotes throughout the Shas from him. But Rav Asi and Shmuel already have this machloket. It's not really Rav Asi. Rav Yochanan Shmuel had this machloket. De Ravu Shmuel, Damri Tavayu, Milval Pein, Agovin Aliyoshim, Milom Alekuchot. In Bavel, Rav and Shmuel said that an oral debt cannot be collected from heirs or from the Lekuchot. Rav Yochanan Shlokish, Damri Tavayu, Milval Pein, Govet, Bein Min Aliyoshim, Bein Min Alekuchot. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shlokish, Rav Yochanan said, yes, it is. So why do they have the same machloket twice? Which, by the way, all comes down to the same issue of Shibuda. Because if you say a milval peh immediately establishes a shibud, even without a shtar that has a chrayut in it, but you, it immediately establishes a shibud that then devolves upon your estate, then that means wherever that estate goes, or to whomever it goes, l'kuchot or yorshim, it's still there. So why have this machloka twice? Tzricha. Deitmar baha, if we had just the case of the milval peh, I would say Bahakamar Shmuel, I would think that's Shmuel says it there, Mishum Delo Milvik Tuba Torahi. Because that's not an obligation that's written in the Torah. Abba Bahach, in the case of the Kinim, of the bird, and Mamodalu Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, I would think he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, that you do have to bring the bird even if you didn't designate it, because the Torah says you gotta bring it. Vyashmin and Baha, and if I only had the machloket about Kinim, I'd say Bahakamar Rabbi Yochanan, Milvik Tuba Torah Kechtu Vishtar Dami. The milvek to a Torah, meaning the debt that's in the Torah that you have to bring of two birds, is as if there's a star. So therefore, it's not really milval peh. Of a bahach, in the case of milval peh, I'm modele the Shmuel tzricha. I would think that he agrees with Shmuel, and therefore I need to have the machloket in both cases to show you that whether it's a milval peh or milvek to a Torah, which there's no star for, which is the korban ola, that Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish in both cases say, you are chayiv to bring it, it devolves upon you, and Rav and Shmuel say in both cases that it does not devolve on the estate, and therefore doesn't transfer to Yorshim and Lekuchot. So Amar Papa Hilchata, what's the halacha? Milval peh govern Yorshim v'heinu govern Lekuchot. A milval peh you collect from the heirs, but not from Lekuchot. Why? Govern Yorshim Shibura Doraita. We pass in Shibura Doraita. For that you have to really look at the sugya at the very end of Abatra and the rift there. But we cannot allow you to collect from Lekuchot because a milval peh doesn't have a kol, and therefore there's no way that they would know that you have such a debt that they could look out for it. Okay, we're going to stop at this point and pick it up here and take our way to the end of the discussion of this first Mishnah, beginning on Yud Gimel Amud Bet, ending on Yud Dalet Amud Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.